want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you outside of Phoenix, Arizona, in the rural deserts on this July 25th, 2010. And, boy, do we have an exciting show for you. In just a moment, we're going to go to Germany and welcome Dr. John Verapin, who's a insider. He's a former head of Eli Lilly in Sweden. And it's one thing to get an investigative reporter to tell you about corruption involving Big Pharma. It's quite another one who's been a participating member in this corruption. And we're going to have John on for the entire 2 hours, and you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute, now what about Annie DiRiso, our under-the-radar news correspondent? Well, not to worry, Annie's going to be calling in later with her own set of questions, but we just thought this would be a little bit better format. And before we join the good doctor, let me remind you that RBN is having a pledge drive, and anyone who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and also donate online. And don't forget, if you're not listening to us on your favorite radio station, you're obviously doing the smart thing and catching our live stream at www.republicbroadcasting.org. So you can catch us on your phone, you can catch us on the computer, you can catch us on your radio. Just make sure you catch us, because we feel we've got some great programming here at RBN. And one more reminder, we've got generic RBN business cards available, only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and most of all, a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. And the way you get your copy is to either send a check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call us on the toll-free line at 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. Well, folks, next week, let me tell you about the show here while we're waiting to hook up with a good doctor from Germany. We are doing a property rights show. And you have heard before where I have come on and I've talked about how beleaguered many of us are, including yours truly here in Arizona, regarding the military's intrusion into our property rights, lessening our property value. And in some cases, the U.S. military is outright stealing, without compensation, private citizens' lands. And we're going to detail that for you next week. But it's not just here in Arizona. It's anywhere where there is a base. And none of you are safe, and we'll tell you what's really behind this. And, in fact, I'll talk about an appearance I had on later in the show. I was a guest this morning on the Jim Berryman Show, and we did talk about that very topic. Well, anyway, our crack producer, Mike, has told me that we have Dr. Verapin with us. And rather than going into a long and lengthy introduction, let me just suffice it to say he's the former head of Eli Lilly in Sweden. He was instrumental in bringing Prozac, that controversial drug, the antidepressant, to market. Dr. Verapin now is a tireless fighter, exposing what he experienced as an insider as to the corruption that permeates the pharmaceutical industry. So without further ado, let's go all the way across the pond and welcome Dr. John Verapin to the Common Sense Show. Hi, John, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and how are you? It's early in the morning here.
Yeah, what time is it there so our listeners can appreciate the sacrifice you're making?
4 o'clock.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here comfortably in my rural desert home here outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And, John, I have to tell you, it's only 7 o'clock in the evening. So, anyway, John, we're gonna hold it right here just long enough to bring you up and introduce you. But we got to step away for our first break. We'll be back after these messages with Dr. Verapin, and we're going to throw some dirt on Big Pharma.
My life like this, no tomorrow.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And my guest for the balance of the show is Dr. John Viripin, coming to us all the way from Germany, just after 4 a.m., and yes, you heard me correctly, 4 a.m. in the morning. And, John, as we get started, let me start with this quote here. You have on your website at john-viripin.com, says, pharmaceutical companies want to keep people sick. They want to make them think they're sick, and they increasingly target our children and are killing them. That's a very provocative statement. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, it's a fact. First of all, if they don't keep people sick, they wouldn't make any money. Take, for example, any of the chronic diseases. Diabetes, for example. You cure diabetes if you don't have patients and nobody buys any medicine. You cure Parkinson's. You cure arthritis. There are none of the billions that they're raking in right now wouldn't be there. So It's all a matter of bottom line. They bring drugs out that fits a market that they would even prepare. Now, take the children, for example. How in God's name can anyone suggest that they give psychotropic drugs to children? I mean, and the guy that started it, one of your famous professors over there in pediatric psychiatry, Harvard, one of the Ivy League places, suggested that these drugs be used on children. They invent a disease, ADHD, I think they call it. Well, first they call it ADHS, and then they change it to ADHD, because they don't know anything about it. It's just something that they put some words together,
mm-hmm.
and they start to give the children this drug. Now,
well, can we stop just for a second? Because, you know, I have a background in mental health counseling. In fact, I've done mental health counseling in the past, and I understand about brain plasticity and why you should not introduce that kind of a brain to psychotropic drugs. But in a nutshell and in layman's terms, tell the listening audience why a child, say, at the age of 3, 6, 9, 12, should not be given a drug like Prozac or Wellbutrin or something like that.
Well, these drugs, they have no effect, positive effect. They have only side effects. And that has been proven time and time again. But they still sell it. Now, the guy I was telling you about just a minute ago, who started this whole thing, he didn't tell anybody that he received $1.6 million from the pharmaceutical company to say what he said. He also received a big sum of money to write, sign his name under a marketing letter written by professionals to say that the drug was good. This is ridiculous. The children's brain, a child's brain is being influenced by a drug that they know very little about in a stage of its development. How can you do that?
Well, yeah, you're right. These kids' brains are still like clay. They're moldable by environmental experiences and maturity, and when you introduce these psychotropic drugs, isn't it true that you changed the brain structurally?
Absolutely.
And if you change the brain structurally, don't you change the brain in terms of its function?
Well, look, they say these drugs, they call them, the group they call SSRIs.
Yes.
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They can't even measure serotonin in the brain. How can they claim that this is how this drug works? It's all the money, my friend. All the money. And the corruption by the pharma industrial complex.
I love that term.
I'm not speaking only about America. Because recently I've been getting some comments, even on the radio, that why should we believe a distinguished gentleman from overseas telling us about our pharma industry? Well, the guy that said that, I didn't get a chance to reply to him, but I'm going to reply to him now. The problem is not me from overseas. The problem is in the United States of America, because you have all these big powerful companies, and they're spread with affiliates all over the world. So, if they want to make it only a U.S. thing, then they should keep their dirt in America and don't bring it out to the other countries.
Unfortunately, John, that's not our way. That's not how we do business here in America. We believe in multinational corporations. And
exactly.
In spreading the wealth, as you might say. I'd like to return just for a second here to the idea of child psychiatry. A couple of things. One is, I'm wondering if you have you heard of the this phony baloney program called Teen Screen that medicates
yes.
children in high schools and junior highs without their parents'
yes.
permission or knowledge?
Yes. That is ridiculous. That is corruption.
Exactly, and they give these tests that have 80% false positive rates on them, designed to give a diagnosis so they can medicate these kids, even without the knowledge or permission of their parent. And there's something else that I've heard you talk about on another show that I wanted you to elaborate before we left this childhood psychiatry aspect, and that's the term called infant psychiatry. Can you tell our listening audience about this insanity?
Well, there was a Congress about three, four weeks ago here in Germany, and I received a phone call prior to this meeting to go there and speak. And when I heard what it was, I mean, I was flabbergasted. I was angry. And I told them, no, I'm not going to go speak there, because if I do, the Third World War is probably going to start. Anyway, this Congress was about infant psychiatry, where a bunch of psychiatrists are meeting, and they're going to be discussing screening children for mental defect from 0 months to 3 years old. Personally, I just want to, I would like to know how they were going to do that. I mean, how are they going to ask, what are they going to ask the children, you know, these little toddlers, 6 months old?
They can't even communicate yet. I mean, how can you even diagnose anything? I mean, what are they going to treat them for, separation anxiety with anxiety drugs? I mean, this is craziness.
You know what I think? I think they might probably come with a vaccine. They're scamming the world already with vaccines. I mean, one more for mental defective children.
I just have one thing to say to that. Ding, 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 ding. You just hit a home run, Dr. Virapin. I think you're absolutely right, because you can't do a clinical interview, and you really can't do effective MRIs on infant brains, but you sure as heck can vaccinate infants, can't you?
Yes, sir.
I think you hit the nail right on the head.
Look, that doesn't surprise me if that's the way it's coming. One thing I know is that this is some form of preparation for the children of the future. Remember, the people today, the baby boomers of maybe now you're probably a young man right now, but I used to be a baby boomer of that age, and we're dropping out now. New ones are coming. But behind those new ones that are arriving now, there's another group coming after that. You have to keep control. And this is what these people are doing. They have the world population in a grip. And we can't seem to get out. Because chemical medicine is a disaster for the world.
Let's talk about those side effects. You're absolutely right. Let's not leave that point too soon. If you're medicating children with these antipsychotic drugs, don't you indeed stand a large chance of producing children who are largely confused, unable to focus for long periods of time, incapable of critical thinking at a high level for prolonged time? Aren't those the side effects you're familiar with?
Well, they can even be psychotic when they grow up.
Yes.
And that, you have the example right there with the school shootings that you've had all over the country.
In the Teen Screen program, yes.
That is because of the psychodrugs.
I think old company, Eli Lilly, was the brainchild behind Teen Screen, if I remember my history correctly.
Eli Lilly is the forerunner of corruption in the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, I think Baxter gives them a run for their money.
Yeah, well, they're all corrupt. It's a cartel. Has anyone seen that? Let's take an example of one company coming with a drug, and let's assume that that drug works on whatever the indication may be. Why is it then that four or five other companies come out with exactly the same, not exactly the same, but almost the same, within 1-2 years? Why is that? And each one of them sells for billions of dollars. What they do is, they look at the molecule, they have a group of drugs, let's take the SSRIs. One of them is successful. The cartel gives their friend another member. The drug, they change a little atom on the molecule, and boom, they put a new name, and they get another 20 years.
Yeah, and they get another 20 years of patent and high prices. Hold on, Dr. Virapin. We're up against the break, and we'll come back and continue this interesting discussion after a word from these sponsors.
Stay tuned. tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight, coming to us all the way from Germany in the wee hours of the morning, approaching 4:30 a.m. there, is Dr. John Virapin. And we've got a lot to talk about, Doctor, but we're already getting callers, so I want to incorporate them as we go because we've got lots of time. So let's go to Sid in Indiana. Hi, you're on with Dr. Virapin. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Sleepy.
I bet. I'm going to try to be very precise with and to the point. Doc, I was in the military for 10 years, and I was 30 years in an operating room. Over the course of my time in medicine, I was subjected to a lot of vaccines. One vaccine in particular I was subjected to 7 times. It was the hepatitis C vaccine series. I did not convert, and they kept forcing it on me when I was in the military. I did not have a choice. And subsequently, I got very sick in the 7th round of that series to the point where I almost died. I am now on 15 medications from that, and I'm kind of a train wreck. Actually, I thought I was a dead man walking until recently, but
Well, Dr. Verapin, let me turn this into a question, Sid. Dr. Verapin, it's common knowledge that Big Pharma creates the problem with something that elicits an illness only so they can come as a follow-up and treat it later. Is that what you're hearing here from Sid?
Yes. Yes, that's what happened. Let's say nowadays there are many drugs out there. You take one for, let's say, a headache. Then the side effects kick in and you get another indication. Then you go back to your doctor, you got another drug to take for the new indication, which is a side effect. And it goes on and on and on. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, thousands and thousands of people out there are suffering just like Sid is saying, polypharmacy, where they have their own little drugstore or pharmacy, picking a lot of drugs that is breaking them down little by little by little. And in his case, it's even worse because it's forced on him. There's no freedom.
No. There's no freedom from my bank account. There's no freedom from the medicine every day. There's no, look, I feel like it's killing me, and I know it is, actually. But
well, look, how old are you, Sid?
I'm in my sixth decade, my friend.
Okay, well, I'm past that. And I can tell you that three of them I've spent in this industry all over the world.
Okay.
And the experience I got from that period of time is, well, it devastates me. Now, a lot of people have said, well, why didn't you come out and speak before? Well, I was a criminal. When I got involved in things like that, I was criminally liable, just like everybody else. So I kept my mouth shut. But I'm repenting all of that now.
Doctor, do you know who...
changed.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, finish your thought, Doctor.
No, I was saying I have changed my approach when it comes to medication or medicating an individual. You know, that's my choice.
May I interrupt? I do have a question. Through prayer, and forgive me, Doctor, if it doesn't jive with you, and you'll just have to indulge me. Through prayer and through meditation, I've gotten myself to a place where I am about to partake in weaning myself from the 15 different medications, which include 3 by mouth diabetic medications and an injectable diabetic medication, and it's a precarious situation I find myself in. I feel like it's going to take me about a year to wean myself off of these medications, but I'm going to do it. I'm a dead man walking one way or the other, so if it kills me, it kills me.
No, don't think like that. Don't think like that.
I don't intend for it to. As a matter of fact, I want to live a long, healthy life.
Well, let me tell you, I got a phone call from a person here in Germany a week ago who saw me on Facebook, and we started talking. And this person had a back problem. The discs, something in the disc in the back was wrong. They went in, operated a couple of times, and he still had pain. Mm-hmm. So he went to his doctor about the pain in his back. The doctor sent him to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist gave him Zyprexa. It's a drug. I'll talk about it later if you want. But that drug is a neuroleptic. And the neuroleptic, they use it. They use the indication depression as an excuse to prescribe it. So they gave this guy this thing because they said he was depressed. Mm-hmm. All he went to get the help with was pain in his back.
This is typical. Sid, we've got to move along, and Doctor, we're up against the break. But Sid, great call. I wish you all the best with your health condition. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls and more insider information from Dr. Verapin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thanks for staying with us through the break, and thanks to our caller, Sid. And Sid, we got kind of rushed there, and I just want to wish you all the best with your health conditions, and I encourage the course of action that you're taking, which is to become independent of taking 15 medications. That's insanity. Anyway, Dr. Virapin is joining us for the balance of the show. He's a former pharma insider. We'll be taking your calls as we go. But Dr. Virapin, I'd like to ask you, before we go back to the phones, you recently, not recently, but before you left your position at Eli Lilly, didn't you sponsor some kind of trip for psychiatrists to the Caribbean? And there's a whole lot of meat behind this question, and I think you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Well, all of it is written in my book. The book is called Side Effects Death and has recently been launched in the U.S.
So, well, it's a bestseller in Europe, isn't it? Since we're here, and we'll hit this again too before the end of the show, since you brought the book up, let's talk about how the listening audience can get a copy.
Well, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual distributors, it's all there. Just or go to my website and click on the order button, and you'll be able to get it there through Amazon or the publisher, Virtual Bookworm. And, they can buy it there. On Amazon, it's there. It's now being rated a bestseller. So,
well, congratulations. I think, But you're not going to get to escape the noose of my question. I'm going to tighten it a little bit more. Did you not take, in your position at Eli Lilly, a group of psychiatrists to the Caribbean, entertain them in some, let's say, very questionable and provocative ways designed to simply get them to prescribe a drug that you knew and your company knew would not work and had devastating side effects?
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I had a bunch of them. These were local Swedish psychiatrists. By the way, I'm a Swedish national, so Sweden is where I had my career with Eli Lilly. And then in Puerto Rico, I was the director for Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, and one Central American country. And, before I got to Puerto Rico to work there, I had taken psychiatrists to Puerto Rico, wined and dined, prostitution. I used to take some guys to the whorehouse and pay for them regularly, you know, company money, not mine. I couldn't afford to pay for that sort of thing. But it's all part of the package, you know. You have to treat them good. And then they come back and they do their job, prescribe the drug. That's how marketing is done.
Or lobbying. Lobbying. We do the same thing with our politicians here, and I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Well, lobbying is the highest form of corruption. And I got a proposal for them, because they have about 450 odd lobbyists walking around with their monkey suits in Washington. I think they can save some money there. You know, get rid of all these guys or put them to do something else. Open a little office in front of the Washington building there and put up a sign, and, you know, it could be Eli Lilly, it could be Pfizer, it could be Merck or whatever, so that the politicians, when they're coming out of their sessions, they can walk straight in that little office and pick up their envelope.
Well,
that would save time and money.
I even got a better proposal. Send the prostitutes back home to go get a real job. That's my answer. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Dan from Texas. Hi, you're on with Dr. Verapin. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dave, Dr. Verapin.
One second here, Dan. Mike, our producer. Mike, can you give a little boost here on our caller's call there? I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Okay, Dave, can you hear me better there?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Verapin, this may seem a little out there on the limb, but I suspect that the pharma cartel has many partners in crime, not just with the vaccine-induced illnesses, but in the food industry, with the chemicals they put in our foods, like the aspartame and the high-fructose corn syrup, among many of the chemicals they put in our foods. With the chemicals they put in the water we drink. They have partners in crime at the FDA and the EPA with the revolving door between the pharma cartels, the food industry, and the government regulators. I think they have many partners in crime, and I think it's all done intentionally.
Let me give you a couple more names. Mainstream media, that's one of the biggest partners. They all
sleep
in the same bed.
Sure. They promote it, they protect it, they secure it. I appreciate you pointing that out, because they're all involved in this.
Yes, sir.
Well, and, you're familiar with the black box warnings, aren't you, doctor, that sure you are, that come with the drugs. Like, I'm looking at one right now for diabetes medications, and even according to the FDA, people taking Avandia, and I'm probably saying that incorrectly, have an increased risk of heart failure, heart attack, if they already have any form of heart disease at all. And if you go through these black box warnings, you ever heard them at the end of TV commercials, I'm thinking, why in God's name would anyone ever take one of these drugs?
Well, the thing is that the black box is just another scam, you know. I mean, these drugs... There is sufficient evidence to take them off the market, but the FDA, They look at the side effects profile and look at what's happening with the people out there, the reports that come in, and then they tell the company, hey, guys, this is what's happening. Go back and fix it. They go back and they do some clinical trials and come back. Oh, we didn't see that, but this is how the drug works, which is a load of criminality.
Remember, this is a family show. Yes.
The black box is a joke.
Well,
what are those guys doing, the regulatory people and the FDA and the rest of them? What are they doing?
Well, I think Dan nailed it right on the head. It's a revolving door, at least in this country, Dr. Verapin, between the FDA and the pharmaceutical boards. They retire from one to join the other.
And your politicians. Don't forget them, because when they legislate, they cannot be prosecuted.
Correct.
So, the other thing is that people do not read the package inserts, maybe some of them. But most of the people, take the elderly, for example, or not elderly, but even the middle-aged people, they get their prescription, they get their drug, and they go away and they take it because they trust the doctor, which is something people should not do. The thing is, they never read the package inserts. Because if many of them, or most of them, ever read the package insert, they would not take the drug. Just like you said, you read all those things that this thing can do to you, why would you take it?
No, but not only that, a lot of the research, and Doctor, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, a lot of the research done on these new pharmaceuticals coming to market, they do things in the research to skew the results by not having people that are false positive oriented in their tests. They basically try to stack the control group versus the experimental group to show real effect of the drug. They play all kinds of games with standard research procedures. I can remember, Doctor, when I was a child hearing that, well, they're trying a new medication for the X disease, but it's going to be tested for the next 5 to 10 years. Now it's tested for the next 5 to 10 months.
Well, let me tell you, what people have not noticed or what they don't know is, have you ever heard of CROs?
CRO?
Clinical Research Organization.
Yes, I have, yes.
They grew up the last 10 years or so like mushrooms all over the world. It's like me going to my tailor. I go to my tailor and I tell him, this is how I want you to sew my jacket. I want it handmade, blah, blah, blah. The same thing with the industry. They go to the CRO and tell us them, this is what we want. This is how much we pay. You do it. And they do it because clinical trials can be tailor-made to give you the results you desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can. They absolutely can. And then let's not forget these researchers they hire, they sign them the non-disclosure agreement, so even when they leave the employee of these companies, they still are forbidden to talk.
Exactly. And I would dare to say that more than 75% of the prominent researchers around the world are on the take. That means they're being paid to do what they're doing and their dirty work. Well, you must have heard about the scandal with several companies who have been, this is only a month ago, a year maybe, where they were signing promotional letters to doctors, and they get paid for that. Medical writers and professional people write the letters. These guys, they sign, and they get a lump sum of money. This is what's been going on.
That violates every code of ethics and probably a whole set of laws, too. Dan, do you have a follow-up for Dr. Verapin?
No, Dave, if you would just please spell his last name.
I'm doing this from memory because my screen just... Oh, here it is. V-I-R-A-P-E-N.
V-I-R-A-P-E-N.
Yes, and Dr. Verapin's website is john-verapin.com.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
Okay, thanks for the call,
Dan.
Very good call. Dr. Virapin,
Dave, let me just point out one thing. I'm not a medical doctor, okay? I'm a PhD psychologist.
Okay. And I said that at the top of the show. But listen, I appreciate your candor and not misrepresenting your credentials. But I want to take this to just a little bit higher level now. In your position with Eli Lilly, and you were a decision maker, what kinds of things did you see that should concern the listening audience as health consumers of medications? What kind of bribery? What kind of rushing to market? I mean, tell us a couple of stories here that the listening audience is going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe they got away with it.
Well, the big one is, and I published that in my book and also many reports and my speeches and whatever, was when I bribed the Swedish government, a professor who was a consultant there, to enhance or speed up the registration process of Prozac. And, Prozac, the guy did his job. He did what he was supposedly paid for. But the Swedes did not register the drug. It took them a few years more before the drug finally came to the market, and that was because the government, when they came to the approval point, requested that the company come out with a 5-milligram dose instead of a 20-milligram. Now, that 20-milligram dose, I had negotiated a price with the government for $1.20 per tablet. That's a lot of billions. That's a lot of money. Anyway, if they had come with the 5-milligram dose, because the Swedes claimed that the 5-milligram dose did not have the same level of side effects as the 20-milligram. But bring the 5-milligram dose, and you're cutting your revenue by 75%. So they said no. But they took the price, because that became official. Even though the drug wasn't registered, the price was official. They ran all around the world and got that high price. And the countries that registered them, it just took off like a bomb. And by the way, they didn't even think about the they registered the product because they needed to. They had just lost the drug they pulled off the market that was killing a lot of people. So they were forced to take that off the market. So they needed a new one. There wasn't any pipeline except fluoxetine, which is Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And their idea or their plans were to register that product in the future for obesity. Now, you can't get approval for obesity. It's a very complicated, you know, it has to do with ethical reasons and so forth. So they took it on depression because it's easy to get the depression indication registered, and the product just took off. You know, with the help of Hollywood, it became a blockbuster. It became the happy pill.
Yeah, the
happy
pill.
Everybody took Prozac.
The happy pill that causes a lot of people, in particular teenagers, to engage in suicidal ideation and possible suicidal behavior. That's just amazing.
This was happening a long time before the children came in. From the very beginning when the drug was launched, that people were killing themselves and doing all sorts of things. Grown-ups, that is. And then they approved it for the children. I mean, didn't they learn a lesson with all these people, the grown-ups, the adults?
Apparently not. And too, you told the story about the corruption, about how you tried to bribe the researcher affiliated as a consultant with the Swedish government. I always wonder when I hear stories like that, how much did it take to get him to be complicit in the bribe?
Well, the first payment I negotiated with him was about $25,000-$30,000, albeit the exchange rate at that time was a little different from today's exchange rate to the dollar, the Swedish krona. I'd say about $30,000. But behind that was a promise to this man that he will be getting a request to conduct a long-term study, which would be about 10 years, with Prozac at his clinic. He had a research clinic. But that would have entailed millions of dollars. But the whole deal, I think, fell through because they whisked me away to Puerto Rico on a promotion, the director over there, and 1 month later they fired me. You know why?
No, I was going to ask that question.
Because I knew too much. They couldn't fire me in Sweden because you don't fire a guy like me in a country like Sweden. It would have cost them an arm and a leg. So they took me over to the United States domain, Puerto Rico of all places, because the Commonwealth, and they fired me there. But I still continued.
Why would they fire someone because you would know too much? I would think that that would, especially since you had a history here of engaging in behaviors that might be considered to be illegal in some circles, I would think that they would think that they had you where they wanted you and keep you on board. And I want to hold that question as a cliffhanger because we're up against the break. Let's come back and answer that question. Why did they let Dr. Virapin go? Stay tuned, everybody. More after this.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We have the author of the book, Side Effects Death, Dr. John Virapin, joining us. And he's a former insider from Eli Lilly, where he ran the Eli Lilly operation. And before we went to in Sweden, and before we went to the break, Dr. Virapin was relating how he was systematically removed after receiving what appeared to be a promotion to Puerto Rico. So, Dr. Virapin, since they had you compromised, why would they let you go?
Well, there are several reasons. One is when I got to Puerto Rico, I was ordered to do their profit planning, business planning. And when I started, I saw some irregularities that I asked questions about. Apparently, the questions were the wrong questions. I was supposed to talk or ask questions about that. I wouldn't go into the details. But the other thing is that a lot of people involved at the time with this drug were in upper management, and this drug made their careers. Especially one who was the vice president in London, responsible for Europe, the Middle East, and so forth. He finally, after a few years, became the chairman of the board. Now, because of the situation in Sweden where they didn't come with the 5 milligram dosage, and people were experiencing the side effects of the first launch, first year of launch in many different countries, also in the U.S., there was bound to be an investigation. And I later found out, no, not me, a journalist who was probing and investigating in my story, found out that this thing wasn't only at the professor where I functioned, as the go-between and the briber, the man with the bribe. It went all the way up to people at the top of the board of the health, because they knew about what was going on and didn't say anything. So an investigation would have blasted that thing right out of the water, and a lot of people in management would have been strung up.
Could have gone to jail. Yeah.
You know, they had to protect themselves. They clean their tracks, you know. And then after that, they tried to defame me. Now listen to this. The journalist, there was a series of articles supposed to be made in Sweden in December 2008. And these articles exposed the whole story. Because before that happened, the Swedish government had changed the law of corruption based on my story. I went to the prosecutor in Stockholm. I reported the story. I couldn't hold back anything. It was still a statute of limitations on me because I was criminally
responsible.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So they changed the law. The prosecutor sent a proposal to the government because he could not get the professor, because he was only a consultant and not an employee. So they changed the law. So now and everybody goes down if they catch you. Now, the journalist posting the article in one of the major, not one of the major paper in Sweden.
Well, let's hold that right there. We're right up against the break. Let's hold it where the journalists become involved, and I want to know about media complicity. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with your calls and Dr. Vera Pinn's completion of this brand of the story after a word from these sponsors.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.